This is Vectis Radio.
Okay, so we are joined in the studio by Emmanuel. Good morning, Emmanuel.
Hello, good morning, guys.
And how are you today?
I'm good. Enjoying the last weekend of half-term.
Yes, of course. Peace and quiet.
Peace and quiet for me.
So what did you get up to in half-term?
Did a bit of work with a lady from the hospice. We're working on a cooking book with my students. And we did some work. I did search lots of jobs for them to keep them busy for the summer. So
okay. So now you are from the Yellowhead College. You teach catering and catering management and cooking and all sorts up there, don't you?
Yeah, I'm in charge of the restaurant, hospitality, and we're doing a national qualification on 4 levels.
Okay.
And basically, I'm trying to help young students who sometimes left out school.
Mm-hmm.
And help them in their life with their confidence, and I try to teach them skills as well, front of house and obviously kitchen.
Yeah, kitchen and front of house, very important. Now, last time you came in, you had 2 students with you, didn't
yes,
you?
I came in with Hannah and Zach. They're not with me today, they're working. So.
Well, they've got a job now.
Yes, they've got jobs now.
See, so you turn out good quality
yeah,
staff for
well, I believe so.
The catering and hospitality industry, which is incredibly important on this island, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a word of mouth, basically. And what I try to instill in the students is motivation, energy, and passion for what you do. It's like the radio, you know, you got to be committed.
Yes, you have. And it's all recognised qualifications, and you got it's more than just cooking, isn't it?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of customer service, front of our skills, how to behave, you know, manners. It's more than restaurant and cooking. I think for me, it's about life.
It's about life, yeah. It is. Food is about life. And but it also, one of the things I get when I talk to young people, say, I don't know why I need to do maths.
Yeah,
well, but you do, don't you? If you do,
it's a battle. It's a battle with math and English.
Yeah, and English. You need both of those to do front of house. You need both of those to do cooking. You need to know how to do things.
It's very important. And if you look closely to some recipes, math is everywhere.
Yes, it is.
Even to make a loaf of bread.
Yeah,
yeah. Or some cake.
Oh, I knew you'd get onto the cake.
Yeah.
You can't talk about food without chip going on about the cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, chip is white because even in cakes there's even more math than in everything else.
With yeah.
The flour, you got the eggs, you got your raising agent, you got the food colorant. Math is everywhere. I think the traditional approach in the school, not everybody is academic.
No, they're not, no. And I think the school system doesn't really cater for those who aren't academic.
Exactly, and that's why we are the best college on the island, and we provide with our experience and skills, for example, with what I did in the past in my career, we changed approach to math and English, I think.
Yes, yeah. You'll see the need for math and English if you've got something to use it for.
Exactly.
Learning it in isolation, you think, I don't understand why I need this.
It's sometimes in the classroom, I don't know if Chip can relate to that, but it's very abstract.
Yes.
Yeah.
To make, for example, a cake or a loaf of bread, and students understand, and they do it automatically. Sometimes I even say, if you're not sure, use your fingers to count.
Yes.
It's not a problem.
No, not a problem. Just do it that way. You've got a built-in calculator, haven't you, in your hands.
Yeah.
You can count to 11 on yours, can't you, Chip?
I can count to 20. I'm good at counting in French as well. I'm better.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Oh, we'll demonstrate that.
I'll demonstrate that, yeah.
Maybe later.
In a minute, yeah. What we'll do is we'll take a couple of tunes up to the news at the top of the hour, and then we'll come back after the news if you can still make it, Emmanuel. And we'll talk about what sort of qualifications you can get, and, of course, the fact that your restaurant is open to the public.
Yes, and it's full now.
It's full. Yeah, and it's... I've had several unsolicited reports of people who work at the college saying, oh, you've got to go there. The food's fantastic.
We've got to go and do an outside broadcast.
We will do an outside
talk
broadcast.
Talk about...
But there won't be any food left if we take you, Chip, will there? You'll eat it all.
There won't be any food. I'll eat all the food.
You'll eat all the food.
Yes,
so,
that's good.
And I'll set you a challenge to think about, Emmanuel.
Definitely.
What I'll set you a challenge for whilst we're playing some music is that my wife is allergic to eggs. So now what we need is a good cake recipe that's got no eggs in it.
Oh, wow, that's hard.
That's hard, yeah. Okay, we're going to take SWV and Erasure, take us up to the news at the top of the hour here on the Vectis Radio Saturday morning show.
www.vectisradio.com.
We have in the studio Emmanuel from the Idlewhite College restaurant, and let's just plug the restaurant for a bit. It's open, isn't it, of a weekday?
Yeah, the restaurant is open every Wednesday, Thursdays and Friday to all members of the public. Basically, the local community. Most of my customers are pensioners because they got time to spend.
Yeah, I understand that, yes.
And they will work hard in their life, so it's a kind of reward for them to come to the restaurant. Mm-hmm. And we do. We are one of the only places on the island to do what we call a traditional table service, because most of the places are going away and people order at the bar. Mm-hmm. And us, we are very classical. So you sit down and the waiter come give you the menu. I think it's a more, it's a traditional European approach.
Traditional waiter service.
Exactly.
And which, of course, is important because you're teaching your students that.
Yeah, and we do customer service. And, you know, sometimes at the beginning of the year, I ask the students, do you eat at home or this? I ask them, do you sit at a table? And they all go, no, I eat in my room. I eat on the sofa. Yeah. I eat in front of my Xbox. And I'm just sitting there and I say, oh, okay, I'm going to have a lot of work this year.
Well, you are, yes, because it's when I was younger, we always used to sit around the table for our meals. In fact, when my family were growing up, we always used to do that.
Yeah, me too.
And for most meals, now it's just myself and my wife, we still sit at the table to eat our meals. Although sometimes you think, tonight I just want to sit in front of the television and eat nibbles things. That's fine. That's a treat, if you like.
Yeah. Basically, I was brought up by my grandmother and very, like my wife says, a bit the Georgian way. But 1950s, 1960s, French parents, and we had set meal times.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's how it I was. Had to be back at home for meal and after I wash up.
Yes, that's really unreasonable. That sounds very familiar to me. So, but your students come from a different, more modern background.
Exactly, yes.
So you have to start teaching them the more traditional values.
Everything. First of all, I have to explain why it's important to eat and general culture a little bit. Sometimes we have to remember we have a different family setting as well. Mm-hmm. Some of my learners are in care.
Yes, yes.
Some of them are in single monoparental families. Mm-hmm. And sometimes no one really explained them. So yeah. I try to fill the gap.
You do, that's good.
Fill the gap.
You'll teach them the traditional way, because if you go to, an expensive restaurant, it doesn't have to be expensive, but if you went to a five-star hotel, you would have a restaurant where you would expect waiter service.
Yeah, you will expect basically from three-star, four-star, and five-star, and if you go on the cruise liner or any restaurant, or you will expect table service basically the proper way. You sit down and you shouldn't move a finger just to take your knife and fork.
Yes, I see. I've been to a couple of restaurants like that. I was talking to you about one at the Mayflower Theatre, and that's exactly what happens there. You get shown to your seats, they move the chairs out for you to sit
down.
Exactly,
and that's it. That's you enjoy the experience.
You enjoy the meal, and you do nothing except occasionally attract the attention of the waiter, and that's all you
Yeah, and even the waiter should see you, so you shouldn't, in a really good ones, you shouldn't really have to attract the attention of the waiters.
In fact, most decent restaurants I've been to, you basically look vaguely in the direction of the waiter and they come over and they see if everything's okay.
That's what we call, and I try to teach, we do here best at the college, quality of service.
Yes, and that's what we want, is quality of service. So we've just touched on the kind of jobs that people can get. You actually offer formal qualifications now, don't you, which are recognised by the industry?
Yeah, it's a qualification and national vocational qualification, and obviously people, they are on different level. We have entry level with people with learning disability, and we start with level 1, level 2 to progression, and level 3, which is actually a pass to the university. Mm-hmm. However, it's well recognized in the industry, the level 3, because the students are mature. Some of them, for example, in the front of house, they will do supervision and leadership.
All right, okay.
So they are able to manage, and they are my assistant in the restaurant, and most of the time I leave them the restaurant.
So you just leave them in charge? And
I leave them in charge. Well, obviously, I need to keep an eye sometimes.
Of course you do, because you have a legal requirement to do that. But,
yeah. That's the idea. And some of my students, for example, at the moment, I've got Ben, which is working in the French Alps in a 4-star hotel.
Oh, wow.
So he's learning French as well?
He is. He was one of my level 2, but he was 19, and sometimes we have issue with the funding. And he went with a lady... which were working for a company called Ski Esprit, and they're recruiting from all over the world. So she came, and she's from Somerset. She's coming back this Monday, and she's recruiting students from all the colleges in the south
to go and
work abroad.
So you can work abroad? You can work on a cruise liner, which you already said?
Yeah, you could work abroad. Basically, you could work... all over the mainland, I will recommend in Ireland, in Scotland, very nice places, in Wales. Mm. You could work as well in France, in Italy, Germany, very nice, in Austria, if you like the snow and the ski.
Could you work out in Dubai?
Yeah, basically the Middle East is a little different for me because it's not one particularly attract me, but there are very nice hotels in Dubai. Mm. However...
Yeah,
you need to be careful with the condition. The workers' condition are not the best. So I will not push my students to go to the Middle East countries.
I've noticed that many of the larger chain hotels will actually rotate their staff around hotels to give them more experience. So if you were to go with, say, and I'm not promoting them particularly, Holiday Inn, they will move you around different hotels.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I did some work with a French firm called Accor, and we were able to move in any Accor hotel all over the world. So you have as well Hilton, not to promote anything, Premier Inn, different, and you will be able to go up the ladder as well.
Yes. So
you will not stay only a waiter. You will become assistant manager, supervisor, and maybe restaurant manager.
So what we're saying here then is that even though you're born on the Isle of Wight or you live on the Isle of Wight, you can have an education in catering, hospitality, front of house management, all that, which is at world standard.
Exactly, and obviously I have a master in hospitality and I work in 1 and 2 Michelin star. So I have as well extensive knowledge of wine, which I has achieved advanced master sommelier. There is no one of that caliber on the island. I am the only one. So
I think we're going to have to organise a fundraising wine tasting.
We're going to have to.
I can always hear the boss going, let's do that. Yeah. That's excellent news. I mean, the college and parts of the island often get run down by people who don't really understand what's going on. And I think that you guys up there do an amazing job. And the fact that you can turn out students who will go on to international work at the standard required by these companies who aren't, let's face it, they're looking for top people. They're not looking for people they
want
to train
themselves. Exactly. Well, I've been there, so like I said, I know what they're looking for. I used to train staff. And when I see young students with difficulty achieving, or like I was saying, Anna and Zach, getting jobs, getting out there and getting the name of the college. And I have to say, some of my students, some of them even are supporting their family.
Mm.
So it is something which is very important.
That must be a great pleasure to you.
It's an achievement, you know, giving back to the community. Mm. That's why I'm here, and that's why I choose education. Because I think we have to give, radio, we have to give.
Yeah. We have to give. We have to do what we have to do. I think we'll take some music into the break now. And do you fancy a bit of Dolly Parton?
Yeah, let's have a bit of Dolly Parton.
Why not? 9 to 5, which is not the hours you work when you're in hospitality in front of the house. Definitely not 9 to 5. It's sort of like 12 to 12.
Putting the community back into local radio. This is Vectis Radio.
VectisRadio.com.
For the people, by the people.